God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And please be seated. Over the last several years, I have found several articles, either online or in magazines or in the newspaper, about giving thanks and the power of gratitude. Now, some of these articles will make very big claims. They'll say things like, gratitude lowers stress, boosts health, lowers your blood pressure, helps you cope with tragedy, and gives you better smelling breath. And people will often keep practices to boost their levels of gratitude, and these are pretty good things. People do things like write thank you notes. Some people keep a gratitude journal, writing down those things for which they are grateful. And as I read a lot of these things about gratitude, I will admit some of it is pop psychology. But much of the talk of gratitude is much deeper than that. Gratitude is deeply rooted in our spiritual lives. And we even know this because we'll talk about gratitude in a spiritual way, even in our common language. We'll say things like, I'm counting my blessings. Gratitude connects us to God by acknowledging the source of blessings. It's even part of our ritual. We always say in the Episcopal Church, the high point of the service is when we come here to the table for communion. We say it's the Eucharist. The word Eucharist itself is Greek for to give thanks. And if you look in the prayer book, it says, the great thanksgiving. So it's very tied up into our spiritual lives. Giving thanks is at the heart of our relationship with God. However, in our broken world, sometimes we forget, we as human beings forget to acknowledge our blessings. People tend to forget the positive things that have influence on our lives. The temptation, especially in our culture, is to be a lone ranger. You know, pulling ourselves up by the bootstraps and trying to see only what we have done for ourselves. And we try to make it on our own without acknowledging our need for help. Now, this is all well and good until problems arise. And then it may lead to frustration, because if I'm the only one I can depend on, it'll lead to frustration and difficulty coping when things go wrong. So I don't want to sound like Dr. Phil here. Maybe I should do the Texas accent. But it really is important to have an attitude of gratitude. And that's something we say in our common language, but it really is true. Giving thanks is good for us. It's good for us physically, it's good for us mentally, and it is good for us spiritually. We start by acknowledging our blessings and where they come from. We heard this gospel story today from Luke, and it was about these 10 lepers. Here Jesus is going along between Samaria and Galilee, and these 10 men with leprosy yell from a distance, "Have mercy on us." And so Jesus tells them what Leviticus tells them. He said, "Go and show yourself to the priest, and they will proclaim you clean." And so they go off, but one guy, as he's walking along, he realizes he's been cured. So he turns around and he throws himself on the ground, giving thanks to God. And the gospel makes sure to point out to us that this guy is a Samaritan. Now, there's a lot of history here and stuff that we may not catch from an initial reading of this gospel. First of all, the Samaritan. Well, so what if he's a Samaritan? Well, number one, there's been this long-standing ethnic rivalry between the Judeans and the Samaritans. And so for Jesus to even acknowledge him, let alone give him grace, was something to be said. Samaritans were often the outcasts of society. They were looked down upon by Judeans. So this was a pretty big deal. But the bigger issue is this issue of leprosy. A leprosy in the Bible often can refer to not just what we in modern terms refer to as Hansen's disease, the thing that we think of as leprosy, but could be any number of skin diseases. And Leviticus addresses this. It basically tells people that if you have leprosy, you have to keep your distance from the rest of society. Now, this was a public health issue. They didn't want it to spread. They didn't want people catching it. And so just to make sure nobody's going to catch it, as you walk along and if you see somebody come close to you, you have to yell, "Unclean! Unclean!" I'm sure this was quite pleasant. And this goes throughout the whole Bible. Here we heard the story from 2 Kings, Naaman, commander of the Aramean army. He himself has leprosy, and so he goes to Elisha. And pretty much, if you have leprosy, your only hope is a miracle. And so this is what Naaman is expecting, a miracle. And he really expects the big show of it. He says, Elisha's going to wave his hands over it, say some incantation, do some big ritual. But Elisha just says, go and wash yourself off in the Jordan River. And so we get back to the gospel now. Here we are in Jesus' time. The Samaritan with leprosy, he's a double outcast of society. An outcast because of his ethnicity, and an outcast because of his disease. And Jesus shows him mercy and gives him grace. And because of this, he had a lot to be thankful for. I mean, you can imagine how thankful you would be to be shown humanity, to be shown grace. Now, maybe we do not have it as rough as the Samaritan. We're not necessarily going to be the outcasts of society. But we still have so much that we are blessed with. God has done great things for each and every single one of us. I want you for just a moment to put aside everything that you are worrying about. Put aside everything that is on your mind that's weighing you down. And for 5 seconds, I just want you to think of all the things you are grateful for. Were you able to think of a few things? See, everybody nodding their head. In 5 seconds, you were probably able to think of more than a few things. Now think about if you lasted the entire day thinking about all those things for which you are grateful. Imagine all of the things you could think about. All of the things that you know that you have been given. Those grace upon grace. How can we live with gratitude? Well, first, we have to recognize what it is that we are thankful for. What are our blessings? Secondly, we have to acknowledge all the things that made those blessings possible. We have to think about our family situation, what got us to where we are. We have to think about those people that have helped us out throughout our lives, those places where we've just been lucky. And then we ultimately have to realize where all of our blessings came from. Think of the doxology, praise God from whom all blessings flow. We have to ultimately remember that everything we have comes from God. And then thirdly, we need to give thanks for those blessings. And we can give thanks in a number of ways. The first and most obvious is, say it, thank you. Say the words. We often have a habit, and believe me, I'm foremost guilty about this. When we pray, we tend to think, well, maybe we're working something out with God, or maybe we're going to pray for things. We're going to pray for people we know or ask God about helping us. But what if when we pray, we just say, thank you, God, for this, and thank you, God, for that? We can acknowledge God and thank God for those blessings. Secondly, we can talk about our blessings with others. We can talk about how you are blessed with other people. And even if for those who aren't comfortable with churchy language, I understand that, and I don't want to put anybody in a position of having to make somebody feel awkward. But what if you go about it this way? When was the last time you told somebody that was close to you that you were grateful for them? Or when was the last time you told somebody close to you that you are grateful for something that they have done for you? And the good news is, when we show our gratitude, it makes other people appreciate what they have had. It's contagious. It can inspire others to begin acknowledging their blessings in their lives. And lastly, we give thanks through action. John F. Kennedy said, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not utter words, but to live by them. We can also give thanks by being generous, by giving of ourselves. We can give thanks by paying it forward. You know, when something good has happened to you, then you do something good for somebody else. Keep that cycle going. We can give back to God through our generosity, through monetary generosity, a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Or maybe we can become involved in something that is meaningful to us and give thanks through our time. No matter how we do it, we must actively acknowledge the abundance of grace and mercy that has been given us. We have been abundantly and greatly blessed by God. All that we have, all that we are, all that we have been able to do, and all that we experience, those are gifts from God, every one of them. And we can choose to be like the 9 lepers, the ones who received grace, but went on their merry way as if nothing had happened. Or we can choose to be like the Samaritan, who stopped, gave thanks, and acknowledged the blessings that we receive. Let us live a life of gratitude. Let us remember from where our blessings came, and let us be active in giving thanks for all that God has done for us. Amen.